Good morning. This is Case. Today we're reading Genesis 14, verses 13 and onwards. It says this. I think we have update 12 in there as well, because actually it's quite relevant, verse 12. Because it talks about how Sodom and Gomorrah have been raided, and the kings took everything. And verse 12 says, they also carried off Abram's nephew Lot and his possessions, since he was living in Sodom. So I want to keep you in mind that all this happens because Lot was among those being carried off. A man who escaped, that's verse 13, a man who escaped came and reported this to Abram the Hebrew. Now Abram was living near the great trees of Mamre the Amorite, a brother of Eshcol and Aner, all of whom were allied with Abram. When Abram heard that his relative had been taken captive, he called out the 318 trained men born in his household and went in pursuit as far as Dan. During the night, Abram divided his men to attack them, and he routed them, pursuing them as far as Hobah, north of Damascus. He recovered all the goods and brought back his relative Lot and his possessions, together with the women and the other people. After Abram returned from defeating Chedorlaomer and the kings allied with him, the king of Sodom came out to meet him in the valley of Shaphi, that is, King's Valley. Then Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was priest of the Most High, and he blessed Abram, saying, Blessed be Abram by God Most High, creator of heaven and earth. Praise be to God Most High, who delivered your enemies into your hands. Then Abram gave him a tenth of everything. The king of Sodom said to Abram, give me the people and keep the goods for yourself. But Abram said to the king of Sodom with raised hands, I have sworn an oath to the Lord, God Most High, creator of heaven and earth, that I will accept nothing belonging to you, not even a thread or the strap of a sandal, so that you will never be able to say, I made Abraham rich. I will accept nothing because my men have eaten and the share it belongs to the men who went with me, to Aner, Eshcol, and Mamre. Let them have their share. The people of Sodom and Gomorrah that had been taken captives were saved because Lot was among them. If he hadn't been there, then Abram would never have gone after them. And I think that often we don't realize how much people around us are blessed because we are with them. Because we are among them. The blessing of God rests upon us. Because of that, it's on the people around us. Just a thought that I had. And the other thing that really stood out to me is the fact that Abraham is not willing to accept anything he doesn't need, because there is a risk that will reduce God's glory in the situation. I will not accept anything he says in verse 23, so that you will never be able to say, I made Abraham rich. Abraham knew God had made him rich, and he wanted to make sure that whatever happens, this glory, this situation, brought maximum glory to God, even in the future. It's just something that's about. It's something we can learn from that. Let's go into this day and take the example of Abraham, the realization that the people we meet are blessed because of us. Because God's blessing rest on us.